Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Surfshark.
If you are using the internet in 2022 and you do not have a VPN, you are playing a very risky fucking game, my friend.
Oh, you are rolling the dice, especially if you're interacting with our content.
Or any of the sort of videos that we like watching.
If you've been in our dark room on Discord, you need a fucking VPN.
If you don't want people knowing what sort of porn you watch, you need a VPN.
Yeah, Freddy's got four VPNs going at the same time.
I'm like Inception, yeah. But for VPNs. But my favourite VPN to use is Surfshark. Yeah. You know why it's my favourite?
Because they've paid us.
Because they've paid us.
Thanks.
Damn right, baby.
For your money, Surfshark.
You can use the code DEADMEN at checkout.
I do actually use Surfshark.
Yeah,
already.
They're great, aren't they?
They are already my VPN.
You'll get 83% off. And you'll get 3 extra months at checkout.
83%.
83%
off. That is wildly specific.
And three free months as well.
I'm so glad it's not 82, otherwise I'd be like, fuck this deal.
Genuinely.
Fuck off 82.
It's a really good deal, and I would totally recommend using Surfshark. Another great thing that you can do with it as well is if you like watching Netflix, but you want to unlock it in different countries and things like that, use VPN. Yeah. You can watch
Or if you want to watch Japanese porn, but you want to see them unpixelated, can a VPN do
that? Use a VPN. Just head over to Surfshark, use the code DEADMEN at checkout, 83% off and 3 extra months free.
Thank
us later, because your privacy will be nice and secure and nobody will know the kind of things that you like tiddling to.
So, a woman who married Ragdoll says relationship is hanging on a thread after he cheated.
I don't think she did that pun.
On December 18th, 2021, the smitten couple tied the knot at a wedding ceremony attended by 250 guests.
Fuck off. How many of those are people? That's what I want to know. Because she's counting a fucking dollars a husband. She's definitely included them in the guests. Oh, this is one of our guests. Fucking Detective Pikachu.
When people come and someone's going... Bride side or groom side?
Do you reckon fucking Beanie Baby getting kicked over to the groom side.
Do you reckon any of the guests sat on a cushion and they were like, that's the maid of honour?
He's big and he's... I'm not gonna...
No, we've started.
We've started.
Yeah, hi. Right.
Hi, you big fat cunt.
Hi.
You thought you could sneak past it then, didn't you?
You wanted to try and do a jingle, didn't you?
I've got a little jingle for you.
Go on.
He's big and he's fat and he's gay, Freddie Quinn. What do you reckon?
Fine with being gay.
I know, yeah.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah.
It's all accurate.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, is it, really? I don't think I'm that. Big or fat. I think it's just relative.
Yeah. Small, thin, gay Freddie Quinn.
Thank you. That's what I would prefer. I think those are the words that you use to describe Freddie Quinn. A small, thin, gay man.
Yeah, if you're listening to the audio only, you want to picture Freddie. Just a little twink. That's what we're dealing with.
Picture Freddie Mercury, but at the end of the film. That's what I liked about Bohemian Rhapsody. You could tell how long there was left in the film by how much Freddie Mercury's AIDS had set in.
Yeah, it's like Philadelphia's got its own built-in countdown timer,
exactly,
doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. The minute that he's walking around the house in a big coat, you're like, well, there's not long left. There's 10 minutes.
Yeah. There was like a whole genre of like gay films for ages where, like, you know, it was like, they were like zombie films, like someone would get bitten and not tell everyone.
Yeah, but then when they were turning, they were going like, oh, oh, they were like turning into a zombie.
But also a mank at the same time. So they get bitten by Liam Gallagher.
Are they on this? Spice?
Oh no, I've been bitten by a zombie.
Proper mad that.
What accent was that? You were Geordie.
Don't know. I'm usually all right with accents, but not today.
That was a fucking right whiff, that.
Wow. A right whiff.
Yeah.
What? Is that reference about me being gay, is it?
No. I don't even know how.
Do we need to start again?
I think we might.
No, we're carrying on.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those episodes.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Why are you looking at me when you're saying this?
Because I feel like you take charge of this more than I do.
Yeah, I am more dominant.
I wouldn't say you're dominant. You're actually a little bitch, if anything. Mm. You are. You're a little bitch that just likes comfort.
I do like comfort.
Exactly. There you go. Whereas I like chaos and anger. Those are
you don't like physical
traits.
Effort, though.
No, I like mental chaos and anger.
Yeah.
Mental chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I get my emails, and I just delete 7 of them. Just randomly. Just start.
Whoa, man. He's on the fucking edge.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this guy's not going to know about the latest offers from ASOS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that, RAC. I don't want updates on my policy.
I put something in spam. No idea.
Yeah.
Just fuck it. Could be important.
Yeah.
Could be from me. I was going to say, could be from me mum. My mum doesn't send me emails.
Yeah. You know the spam folder isn't.
And if she did, they go right in the fucking spam. Straight in the spam.
I love the idea that for Freddie, the spam folder is where he puts all his favourite emails. It's like,
it's spam.
It's called spam. So that must be where the nice things go.
Okay. So here's why.
He's also got junk food.
See,
I put this one into my hot dog folder.
See, junk was better, but you know full well that I would not eat spam.
I don't know full well you wouldn't eat spam.
Of course you would. A picky man like me is not eating meat from a tin.
Have you ever eaten a hot dog?
What, sorry?
You ever eaten a hot dog?
I am very specific about the hot dogs that I will and won't eat.
I am the same. I only want hot dogs that are proper sausages.
Thank you.
I don't want those cinema shitty rubber hot dogs. So, they smell minging.
Thank you. So I love a sausage. I own.
I refer you to my jingle.
Yep. That's why they call me a proper whiff. I love a sausage, but it has to be a fucking A-grade butcher's sausage. Yeah. Fucking really top of the line. And I love it. I try and get as much meat as I can from butchers anyway. Good tip for you to live your life. But anything like a Richmond sausage or anything like that, I'd sooner fucking shove it up my arse than in my mouth.
Well, yeah, but that's a different story, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're still getting the calories. I would.
Do you suggest that my body just breaks it down?
Yeah, just absorbs
in
it.
In the anus.
Yeah, just sucks it up. Just squeezing mustard up his arse.
My arse sneezes.
That's what Paula Radcliffe was trying to do when she shit herself.
She just saw one of those little hot dog carts on the corner.
She put an energy gel up there. Yeah. And it just exploded.
But yeah, I mean,
Richmond are different to a hot dog, though. You know, it's a different genre.
No, it's not a different genre.
It is to like
a subgenre.
But to like a shitty hot dog, like a Frankfurter, that's different to a Richmond. A Richmond is a terrible sausage.
So,
I agree.
So those shitty little rubbery sausages that have got like thick brown skin,
like Young's or whatever, like
they
the tin.
Can, yeah, yeah, they can. Right.
I used to love that.
If you could pick up a sausage and it had wiggle like massively, those aren't what you want to eat. You
like a dildo.
Yeah, like dildo sausages. Yeah. What you want is like proper meaty
cock sausage.
Cock sausage. Yeah.
No, I agree. Those sausages are better, but it's also I just think it's a different thing. Sometimes
you don't know what you're talking about. You're a vegan. You gave up your right to vote.
I'm vegetarian. Yeah, I have opted out of the game. A couple years ago, but I do remember eating meat.
You're a conscientious objector when it comes to shit like this.
Yeah, in the war between us and the animals. Yeah, I am objecting.
Do you know what I saw? And it made me think of you actually.
So a very sexy man.
No, it was a child with no dad. I saw it's a single tear down
just
his
drove
face.
Past the orphanage and went, hey, that reminds me of someone.
Yeah. Robert loving it.
I'll call him.
Oh, Patreon special.
Yeah. Well, going to an orphanage.
Can we go to an orphanage for a Patreon special?
No.
Can you do a talk?
Because I'll just be there like relating to them all. They'll just be like, ah.
But what if you were to do a talk for them? What,
do a talk about, I'm not an orphan though. I had a lovely mum. I'd be taking, in the land of the blind, don't, the one-eyed man is king.
Wait. Don't put any of this in your talk. Yeah. I'm not an orphan. I have a lovely mum.
You might show up.
Yeah. Come here to brag, have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think any of the orphans want to hear about my struggles of having one parent, to be honest with you.
Do they have orphanages now?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an orphanage. Where are they?
I don't know if they like have like a massive sign on the side saying orphanage. I think they'd probably be like, they'll call them something different now.
Oh, yeah, St. Peter's School for Wayward Girls.
It'll just be like a residential home, and they won't be like, I don't think they're huge.
Okay, so not like St. Peter's School for Wayward Girls then?
No, it's not going to be quite as sexy as you were hoping it'd be. Well, I don't think they get spanked with wooden rulers like they are.
Oh, they are.
Do they wear little kilts? Gross. So what reminds you of me anyway?
I have no idea.
Was it outside a car dealership, those men that go?
I do have that vibe.
No, I'll tell you what it was, going back to veganism.
Oh, right.
So I saw this
viral. I'm also not vegan, you know.
Vegetarianism, it's the same fucking thing. So
it's not. It's expressly not.
No, it's not to you people, but to all of us it is. It's the same fucking shit. You've got that overinflated sense of self and you don't eat stuff because of morals. It's the same shit.
Because that's an inflated sense of self.
Yes. So.
Just going to move on from that with no explanation.
I'll tell you what's also an inflated sense of self.
For the benefit of our audio listeners, producer Tom did a little
homophobic dance.
That was being one of the wavy arm guys. That's being one of the wavy arm guys.
Homophobic dance. And as a massive whiff, I am offended. So, anyway, it was a video going around on Twitter, people going mad at Lidl because their chickens are not like raised properly. They're really badly neglected in these Spanish farms.
And it's like, the 2-pound chicken didn't have a good life. Well, Kel fucking surprise.
Well, it was a guy who, and it was clearly quite a shocking video or whatever. It was a guy literally hitting a chicken against a bucket, right? So he had this chicken. The chicken was like, meh, and he just...
Sad, bedraggled chickens, aren't they?
João Paulo or whatever on fucking...
João Paulo.
Yeah. That was his actual name.
Right, where's he from?
Spain.
Right, I was hoping he'd be from São Paulo.
He gets that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that name just came to you fully formed, wasn't it? Out of nowhere.
João Paulo.
Yeah, his favourite football club, Jantos.
Yeah. He does have a brother called Rio.
Yeah.
Anyway, just hitting a chicken against a bucket. All right, little chicklet. Like that. He was just twatting it against the bucket.
Are you all right?
I felt nothing.
Yeah.
And then there was another chicken that was led on its back. I can't breathe.
Why is this the end of Freddy?
Just have some water. Stop drinking pop. This is the problem.
And yet, I'm instantly better, so behave.
Oh, look, he's a new man.
Oh, you sound a lot better.
Look at this picture of health over here.
Do you remember we talk about AIDS films? Are they have that bit where they're a little bit ill? You've been gay for 20 minutes, you've got AIDS.
Just speeding everything up.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, anyway, long story short, it was loads of chickens being abused and they were like twitching and dying and stuff. And this guy, there was this thing where this guy just kept feeding chickens to these big dogs and stuff like that, like the fucked up ones. And I felt nothing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
I am shocked that you didn't feel empathy or emotion.
Yeah, but it made me think of you because I was like, Rob would be asked about this.
Yeah.
And that was literally what I thought. I was like, Rob would care.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I do. Like, I care about, like, chickens aren't like the number one that I give a shit about the most. They weren't.
Wow,
like,
animal racism.
Well, yeah, a bit like some of them are, you know, some of them are, it's worse to be cruel to them than others, I think. I think, like, ones that are more empathetic have more understanding
like
of what's happening. Like, a pig, it's worse because they're very empathetic. They know what's happening to them. They know what's happening to other animals. They understand it more, so it's worse. Doesn't mean it's not bad to fuck up a chicken.
Yeah.
But, like, it's worse to do it to something more empathetic, I
would
think.
Choke out a pig in front of its family.
I mean, I don't think
like,
you could.
Like, I would literally grab...
I don't think you could. I'd Khabib. You're nowhere near... agile enough to grab a pig.
I would Khabib nugga mugga nugga dev.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're just moving on.
I'm sorry, have I missed a letter?
I think you've added a few. Was the sounds like you're getting fucking choked.
No, I would. I'd choke
the pig out. You probably want to tap to that cough, mate. I don't think you could choke a pig. I think you underestimate how big pigs are. Pigs are fucking old beasts.
Nah,
they've got enormous bollocks, pigs, like a pig bollocks like that.
And that's where I'd hit them.
Right. Yeah, to be fair, Bow. They don't have a good target there.
Kabow! Like that. And then whilst the pig's like, oh, why? I'm going to get behind it, choke it out in front of its wife and kids.
Which would be, feel very sorry for it.
Yeah, they'd be gutted, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Because, look, there's no hypocrisy in eating animals if you're happy to... In fact, I'd prefer killing them.
Yeah, yeah, like, look, like this, it's not about hypocrisy, though. That's not the only thing that can be bad. Like, you know, I don't think it's hypocritical to murder someone necessarily, but I think it's bad. If you're like, I like murdering, or if you're like, hey, I'm Big Timmy Rape. I love raping. The thing about me is, I can't get enough of rape.
So you're Big Timmy Rape.
Big Timmy Rape.
That's nominative determinism.
Exactly, mate.
It's more like, hi, I'm Big Timmy Rape.
Big Timmy Rape. I'm going to bloody get you. Big Timmy Rape. Thing about me is, I love didgeridoos and I love rapes, right? So I'm not a bloody hypocrite, though, am I? Right? But, see my point.
Yeah,
hypocrisy isn't the only way you can do
it. It's not the worst crime, is it?
The murder thing always gets thrown around. Uh-huh. It's not... Eating animals isn't murder. It literally isn't.
I mean, like, I think like that, like, you know, that language inflames people like you, so I think it's probably not worth using.
No, but it literally isn't. By definition...
It is killing.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
it's killing. Yeah,
but killing
them, denying that.
Yeah, but what is murder?
I'll tell you what murder
killing
is.
Killing someone
of
the same species?
It's when a person kills another person.
Yeah, that's fine then.
That's
the definition. Have a different word for it. I don't give a shit about the word. This is an argument you're making up. I don't give a fuck about this.
Well, animals kill animals all the fucking time.
Yeah, but we should hold ourselves to
and
a slightly higher standard.
And I'll tell you what. If fucking animals, if let's say the world went differently and rabbits were in charge, they'd fucking eat people all the goddamn time.
Right.
They'd nibble their fucking eyeballs.
Right. So that's so logically incoherent, you know, as an argument.
Just also, rabbits are vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but the way that you get to the top is by having a taste for blood.
Right. Also, you realise I also don't give a fuck what you eat. Like, I'm not, like, proselytising to anyone. The reason I don't eat meat is because it makes me sad. I'm not affecting anything massively. The world's a big place. I don't care.
Yeah, to be fair, you're one of the less preachy vegetarians.
Thank you.
That I've
ever... I don't give a shit what anyone
it's
else
like,
does.
It's like I'm getting your pronouns
I know,
right.
Yeah. No, it's like, I just... and I think in general, that's a big distinction. Vegetarians in general are a lot more chill. Like, if you go on, like, the vegan Reddit, it's fucking insane. Someone has an egg and everyone loses their fucking mind. They're like, you're disgusting. Whereas on the vegetarian one, someone will be like, I got pissed and had 4 Big Macs. And they'll be like, try again tomorrow, mate.
You know? It's like the difference between Islam and Catholicism. It's like,
strap in, folks.
It's like,
I do not endorse this analogy. I want to be very clear.
It's like the difference.
You're talking about Islam on a podcast again, are you?
Like,
is this what you're doing?
Difference.
Rolling them dice.
After the message you got just before this.
It's like, the difference between Ramadan and Lent. So Ramadan is like, dude, you can't eat anything during daylight hours. You really got to take this shit seriously. Whereas Lent is like, try and give one thing up. And if you can't, well done.
Yeah.
Well done for giving it a go.
I don't know if your characterization of Catholicism as a cuddly, nice, lenient religion quite flies, but I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean, though? Like there's certain religions that you've got to take more seriously than others.
Yeah.
Fucking...
But, that you know, there are moderates
Christianity
in every religion.
Is a fucking... It's a Sunday morning religion.
But, you know,
it is, isn't it?
If that.
Let's be real. Yeah, exactly. There are people who say they're Christians that haven't been to church in fucking years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, like I think that there are also people, moderate Muslims.
How many people do you reckon is like, oh, I'm a devout member of Islam? Oh, when was the last time you prayed? Don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a religion that you take.
Yeah, but no one would say they were a devout Christian. And also, I haven't been to church in ages. I think you're making two separate arguments.
But right. They would say
I think
Christian,
you're just being a big racist, is what you're being. And I think you need to apologise.
Well, not right now.
Yeah.
No.
You're not going to apologise now? You're going to wait, no, for, I think you're going to wait for the backlash?
Well, no, I don't think there is a backlash. I think that I've actually given a compliment. I've said it's a religion that you have to take seriously.
Let's see what the Muslim community has to say about it.
Like, that's fine. They always take my side.
Yeah, they've always been traditionally very fond of you. So let's see how that goes.
What's your favourite religion?
My favourite religion? I don't like any of... Well, I don't like any of them, really.
There's a group of nuns in America who grow weed on their in their nunnery. That's the religion I like. They're like, it's a magical herbal plant from God.
I like Hinduism.
Yeah?
I think that one's sick. All the animals and that.
Scientology's pretty fun.
Nah.
Yeah, it's just a blag, isn't it?
Yeah, you just like the bit where you can abuse people, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's the main bit for me. That's the main bit. They said, you're going to have to give us all your money. And I went, ugh. And they went, you're going to have to devote all your time. And I went, ugh. And they went, but you get to abuse people. And I went, ooh.
Yeah. What if they went, but you got to have a jog? If you jog for 10 minutes, all the abuse you want at the other end of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, all right then.
All right, how long can we push it for then? Let's see. This might be a way we can finally get Freddie in shape. If we just... Can we traffic like one kid just to like dangle on a stick in front of Freddie while he's on a treadmill?
Can we traffic one kid?
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, Mr. Queen, no, don't catch me. It's like your Peloton. Sorry, it's like your Peloton, isn't it? Pedoton. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Pedoton.
Whereabouts is this kid from?
He's from foreign.
Okay, so can I just quickly change the language on this kid?
Okay. What are you ordering?
I'm ordering Eastern European.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, Mr. Quinn.
Okay, yeah. Run faster, then you can abuse my ass.
Please do not catch my bum.
No, I have never had anything in. I have never so much as had big poo.
Like Freddy's like running like the fucking Terminator.
Forrest Gump. Yeah. I can run like the wind blows.
That'd be what it is. You know when his braces snap off and I'm just, run, Freddy!
Rocky training montage. Just him abusing a bit of meat.
Finger in meat.
He's got to try and catch a chicken and stick his finger up its ass.
Oh, wow.
Final shot, him running up the steps of an orphanage.
So, speaking of weird sex fantasies.
What?
Yeah, you heard.
You'd think I'd be used to it by now, but it's always such an abrupt...
I fucking come from angles. I come from different angles. You never see me coming.
The old Quinn Fu.
My segues are like Manny Pacquiao's punches. They just come at weird angles. You can't expect them. Right, okay, go on to the email that I sent you. Mm-hmm. Don't click on the first one. Go on the email that I sent you and go on the middle one, Ragdoll.
Uh-huh. Slightly worried after what you said. No, shut up. No.
So, woman who married Ragdoll says relationship is hanging on a thread. After he cheated.
I don't think she did that pun. I don't think she was that clever.
It's got quotation marks.
But yeah, it does say quotation marks, yeah.
What is so absolutely brilliant is the picture of that ragdoll is fucking amazing.
Have you ever seen Arrested Development? Do you know Franklin from Arrested Development? It ain't easy being white. It ain't easy being black.
Oh, God.
Why would you choose a ragdoll with a mullet? It's the most Australian-looking puppet. She is in danger at the moment. That puppet is going to fucking get her.
Well, you want to know something absolutely fucking mental about this?
What? Oh, there's something mental about this woman who married a raggy doll? What the fuck? Yeah. Do I want to know something mental? Like it hasn't already happened.
Honestly, it looks like fucking Rosie and Jim have grown up, doesn't it?
It looks a bit like Aussie comedian Ro Campbell. Shout out, Ro.
You know Lou and Andy from Little Britain?
Yes. It looks like Lou. It does, actually. And she looks like Andy.
So, her mum made this for her.
What?
So it's Raggy Doll incest. That's her raggy brother.
I shit you not, her mum made this for her. So her mum was like, oh, you know, you need a man, so I'm just going to make you one as a joke. And then she was like, well, joke's on you, bitch.
I'd like to read out this sentence.
Okay.
I don't know how to say a first name.
Try.
Start.
No, try.
No, give it a go.
Merivon?
Merivon. No.
Merivione?
No.
Merivone.
Type of pasta, that.
Merivone. Merivone. Let's go with Merivone. Merivone Rocca Moraes, 37, was all set to celebrate her one-year anniversary with Ragdoll Marcello, but was left brokenhearted after a friend saw him sneaking into a hotel with another woman.
Before you go any further, do you reckon they have kids?
What? They got some little raggy kids?
Scroll down.
Oh, and he's cheated some, when they've got kids.
I hope they've got some mutant
scroll down.
Half woman, half ragdoll kids. It's like, down. Kill me.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's just wedding ceremony. Oh my God, there's people there. She's invited people to a wedding.
Who's the fuck? Why is she dressed in scrubs? Is this like, is this at the townhouse? Because, like, she's in a medical place, but with a ragdoll.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be the asylum she lives in. Surely these are both taken in her home.
She's doing a speech at a wedding with a ragdoll in
a full
suit.
The husband can't do it, can he? It's meant to be, well, it's meant to be the husband who does the speech.
Who is his husband can do it, but they have to pull the cord on his back.
Who was his best man?
Yeah, Jim was his best man.
So go on, feel free to read a bit out.
On December 18th, 2021, the smitten couple tied the knot at a wedding ceremony attended by 250 guests.
Fuck off. How many of those are people? That's what I want to know. Because she's counting a fucking Dallas a husband. She's definitely included them in the guests. Yeah. Oh, this is one of our guests. Fucking Detective Pikachu.
When people come and someone's going, bride side or groom side?
Do you reckon fucking Beanie Baby getting kicked over to the groom side.
Do you reckon any of the guests sat on a cushion and they were like, that's the maid of honour?
Oh, God.
So 250 guests, and it wasn't long before they welcomed their doll baby, Marcelino.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Little Marcelo, yeah.
Yeah, Marcelo and Marcelino.
Into the world.
He's actually in the World Cup squad for Brazil.
Yeah.
In a home birth aided by a nurse and a doctor.
There's quotation marks around home birth as well.
Well, aided.
And also, nurse and doctor should also have quotation marks, I assume.
Can you imagine the stress that a hospital is under? We need a nurse and a doctor to go and fulfill this mental bitch's fantasies.
Do you reckon she shoved that doll up a fanny?
Oh, yeah.
She must have done.
For nine
That's
months.
That's why she needs the nurse. It's in A&E. She 100% shoved that up a cunt.
For 9 months as well.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah. Look at the doll's fingers. They're wrinkly.
I like the idea that instead of her shoving the doll up her cunt, she actually shoved both hands up her cunt with a needle and thread and just worked backwards.
Just ate a ball of thread. No, I promise it just happened like this. Oh my God.
It wasn't long anyway before cracks appeared.
Or tears.
Appeared in their fairy tale. Can you believe?
Yeah.
Mary Voni from Brazil claims she and Marcelo are now sleeping in separate rooms after she discovered he'd been cheating on her with another woman.
How, though? I want to know how the cheating occurred.
Devastated, Minna Rooney said, I found out through a friend who told me that she saw Marcelo entering a motel with another woman while I was hospitalised for 3 nights and 3 days with Marcelino, our son, who had a virus.
Right. So what has happened here is someone is severely mentally ill and the Mirror have decided to interview her. Yeah. She doesn't know what the fuck is happening at all.
At first I thought she was lying, but then I started looking through his phone.
But I want to see his phone.
And I saw
just this crocheted rectangle.
which made me sure he was cheating. He kept denying everything and said he loves me very much, as well as asking for forgiveness and crying a lot.
Do you reckon it's one of those phones with a face on that toddlers have that you like drag along?
I reckon it's a tea cozy.
I asked him who the woman was and he didn't respond.
Classic, classic Marcelo.
Oh, don't give me the silent treatment.
Yeah. Oh, great. Now Marcelino's crying.
There's so many photos of him in different clothes. How big's his wardrobe?
Oh, fucking
hell. Although she initially considered chucking deceitful Marcelo out of the house completely, she agreed to let him stay for the sake of her children, Carol and Diego, and their baby, Mas. So she's got real children.
Yeah, it seems to be a football fan. Diego and Marcelo, you know.
I'll tell you what, that is a hard sell for those poor kids, isn't it?
I mean, to be fair, if she chucked him out, where is he going to go?
Yeah, well, the charity shop.
The bin?
Yeah.
Yeah, recycling.
Give him a prize as a fair.
If there's a picture of him now, sat outside of Sainsbury's with a sign saying, we'll work for food.
You literally...
He's got a little sand dog in front of him.
To get rid of him, you'd literally have to take him to the tip.
Yeah, yes, you would.
All right, go up a little bit. I wanted to put him out of the house, but our baby is growing up. At this stage, he would miss his father a lot. Also, the love I feel for him made me forgive. Not completely, but I don't think I could live without my husband. I need to talk with him so he can decide once for all that he doesn't cheat anymore. And if he does one more time, I won't forgive him.
Oh, he's on thin ice.
Yeah, you know. He's got a yellow card.
What a beautiful story of forgiveness.
That's heartwarming, love, that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think it's
a healthier relationship than you've ever been in.
A woman with absolutely nothing wrong with her.
Yeah.
No mental illnesses whatsoever.
Should be fine.
She's just completely screwed on. Mm-hmm. I also found...
What I would like to say is, to all the incels out there who are angry that they can't get a woman...
Take up knitting!
Well, no, it's definitely on you, because that inanimate object has a wife. Right?
Yeah.
Sort your fucking shit out.
It's like Robbie Williams when he rock DJ, if you can't get a girl, but your best mate can.
Wait, yeah. Not only has he got a wife, that knitted man has shagged two women.
Yeah. He's cheating on her. He's managed to commit adultery.
If you can't get one, you're a loser.
Come the fuck on. Yeah. They're like, oh, women have too high standards in men. Nope. He's literally cloth. They just want a man with a well-paying job. He can't move.
I've got one other thing to show you.
Yeah.
And this is not an interesting story at all. It just made me laugh. It's the bottom one.
Right.
And it's before you click on it, it is a woman who went viral just for a random video.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. And she's plus size, curvy, whatever, right?
Fat.
Yeah.
She's a big fat cunt.
But she's wearing...
She's big and she's fat and she's gay.
She's gone viral. She's gone viral because she's wearing a pair of pants, and these pants make her tummy look like an ass. So it makes it look like her ass is at the front. And it honestly made me howl laughing. Ready? Look at that.
Honestly, if you just showed me the bottom bit and asked me which way she was walking, I wouldn't have a fucking chance.
Not only does it
right.
look like her belly look like an ass, like the bit above as well also looks like an ass.
It's just like she's just made of ass.
She's just like 50 asses.
The thing is, like, she's not like gross, she's just chosen awful clothes. She could easily look loads better than this.
Yeah.
It's just that those clothes don't fit you.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, they're real bad.
But I really want to see the back of them as well.
I mean, I think you are looking at it. It looks like it's all pushed round.
Yeah. It's got a camel toe in the back.
That's more than a fucking toe, mate. Right.
That's
a fucking camel knee.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's
that bad. Is mental, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And she's like...
It looks like you'd have to, like, put in, like, support joists to eat her out. It's like you're going down an old mine.
If you draw a line down the middle, it looks like two dicks.
The lines are not helping.
But the thing is, though, is she's all like, woo, body positivity, I should be able to wear what I want. Click,
and,
click,
like,
click.
You can, and but we like, can also think it's gross.
Yeah, but when you're going to look as silly as that, we have to be able to comment.
Yeah.
We have to. That's what this podcast is
based on. It's a woman's body. Of course we get to comment on it.
Yeah. Who better to comment about a woman's body than three straight white gentlemen?
Well, thanks for that, Gok
White. Two white, straight white gentlemen.
Yeah.
I would have, what do you call me, a massive fluffer?
No. Nope. You're just making up new slurs now.
Whiffy, I think you said.
Whiffy?
No.
Whiffy Clyro.
I sent a little video in. Do you want to see one of the best fights I've ever seen?
Ooh, yes.
I love this so much. And like, when I say good fight, it's not a great fight.
No.
It's just fun. It's a real fun fight.
Okay.
So, I like your subject in this email, just to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, very convenient. You know. Normally you call me like a little pussy boy or something like that. This was just to watch.
Just to watch.
Thanks.
We're already, the fight one. So this one, we need the volume on because there is, Moi.
Wait a minute. Tell me what.
You'll see in a minute. So what happens here is there is a woman who is driven to a confrontation at someone else's house.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Turn the volume up.
Here okay. We
go. So this woman's pulled up here.
So the woman that we can see now has pulled up?
No, she's
that's
at
her house.
Another woman has just pulled up.
She's wearing all the gym gear, though. She's ready for the fight.
Oh, she is ready.
She looks like a wrestler.
Oh, she's brought a bat. She's brought a bat.
Turn it up.
Oh, the dog's come. It's a little Jack Russell as well.
That fucking bat ain't gonna fucking help you, you hear me? That fucking bat just fucking pissed me off, you hear me? I ain't your fucking goddamn mama, you hear me? Turn around so I can see your fucking face, you fucking whore, fucking bitch, you hear me? Turn around so I can fucking black that face. No, I got it. I'm fine. No, I am gonna keep on. No. She keeps on being a bitch to everybody. Okay. I am calm. I'm somewhat calm.
Just pause it.
Isn't that the best?
What I love.
I am somewhat calm.
What I love about this. So for people that are audio listening to this, this is the way that I can only describe it. Is it's two women fighting. Mm-hmm. One of them just turns up wearing her fucking gym gear. Mm-hmm. The other one turns up with a baseball bat, gets one swing in before the girl with the gym gear just takes her down and dominates.
Yeah, it just goes, that baseball bat just pissed me off.
But also a Jack Russell comes out because Jack Russell's fucking love the fight. Jack Russell was just like, this is great. And then a guy has come out so nonchalant.
Yeah. And he's eating a donut.
He's eating a donut or a Danish or something. And he just comes over. He's like, what's going on here? And she's like, I'm calm. It's just this woman causes shit. And the guy, he's giving such this happens all the time energy.
100%. Yeah, this ain't the first fucking incident.
Yeah.
Because he's like, come on now, calm down, stop it. And she goes, no, I am keeping on because she's been a bitch all the time. I'm calm. I'm somewhat calm. I love her reassessment of I'm calm, I'm somewhat calm. Yeah. She's like, all right, I'm not fully calm. I get that.
There's a smidgen of calm.
Somewhat.
If ever,
I am a mite calm.
If ever there was a woman that deserved a Jack Russell as a pet, it is this fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah, I fucking love her.
Go on, carry on. Let's see what's
20 seconds left. Yeah.
Go on.
Tell me it's fucking walked. Tell me it's fucking walked.
She's like, tell me your ass is
walked. Tell me it's walked and I'll get up.
The guy just walks
off.
Yeah.
It ain't walked or you're fucking saying. You hear me? You hear me?
Fuck, all right, get the fuck off.
I ain't heard you fucking saying.
Get off.
Are you walked?
Sure, get off.
Are
Warped. Is your ass warped?
I'll tell you what. That, more than any other video I've ever seen, goes to show how fucking stubborn women are.
Yeah. She's getting her ass kicked. She's on top of her. She's got her back. She's holding her hair. Because she is punching her face and she's still like, no.
Yeah, exactly. You lost the fight with a baseball bat.
Yeah, and she lost it so early on.
Yeah,
the fight
yeah.
should have been stopped after like the third punch.
Tell
it was one-sided.
Tell me your ass is whooped. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that because it's not really whooped. No. Yeah. I think I can still win this.
I'll be honest, when it goes to the judges, I think the scorecards are going to be pretty heavily one way.
They could give her that back.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Back and start that 10 times over, and the same thing would happen.
It's
every
the
time.
Swing with the bat is so ineffectual. If you haven't looked at it like at the start of it, did you close it? You fucking
so, well, so finish watching
I'll
it.
Tell you,
yeah, but we might want to go back. Yeah, just leave it there for a minute.
All right,
why are you fucking quick draw McGraw
we
over here?
It's
you fucking, more than anyone.
It's Carragher and Neville Monday Night Football.
Yeah, exactly. We want to draw a little arrow around
so
it.
I'll tell you the problem with this, right? Is the girl who is in the leggings, the gym wear, she's prison. She has come
she's
for a fight
hard as
and
fuck
she's come
her.
Before.
This ain't girl, her first scrap.
This other girl thought that a bat would be enough. Right?
And that's game over,
And when the woman went forward, she had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
A smarter person would have stepped back.
Yeah.
Also, she's holding it stupidly.
Look, and she throws it with one arm.
Yeah.
She only has one hand on it.
Look
and she just gets taken down instantly.
I love
that. Like, it's good wrestling. The way
I
she
think,
throws
yeah,
it
I think
down.
She's a wrestler. I think that's what it
like
is.
That, because that throw to get her down and then just dominate off top. It's like, it's good technique. She's
what do you
just
reckon the fight was about?
Blows. I don't know. I reckon they had different interpretations of Proust. I think their book club really got out of hand this week.
It's like guy with a donut.
It's amazing how he just wanders out. Like, he's definitely just like having his breakfast and he's like, oh, fucking hell again. And then he just goes, all right, you're somewhat calm. That's good enough for me. And just leaves.
I want to see, I don't actually want to see the fight.
I want to see the rest of
see,
this, though.
No. I want to see the camera on the guy who comes out. So I like the idea that he's in his kitchen just eating his donut and he just hears and he goes, again.
Yeah. Yeah. He pops his slippers on.
And he goes, oh, the dog's already out. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I just want to eat my donut.
Yeah.
I really want to see, I want it to carry on this as well. I also want to see the full resolution. I want to see her slinking off defeated. I want to see if she takes another wild swing when she gets let up. You know, like the end of it is fraught, isn't it?
I would like to see the one who drives away, her next phone call. And her excuse of what happened, because she probably doesn't know that this has been filmed.
No. It's absolutely gutting if you lose a fight this badly to have it filmed.
Oh, yeah. This is... I mean, even when you look there, look how fed up and just... this is how
she's just lying on the floor.
This is how much...
You might be wondering how I got here.
This is... See that? That's me.
Yeah.
I know I don't look like much now, but let me tell you, it was a crazy day.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how much she was losing this fight. The woman afforded to have a 30-second chat with her husband.
Yeah. And she literally totally stopped and went, no, it's all right. All right. While she's on top of someone else, she's like, no, I'm somewhat calm.
It's like when Homer...
That's the point where you try and get out.
It's like when Homer fights Dredderick Tatum.
Yeah.
And then they just have a little chat with the audience.
Yeah.
And they go, break it up.
Yeah.
That was a fucking twatting.
It's great, isn't it?
Have you sent another one?
Can I close the video now, please, Rob?
You have permission.
Thank you.
But we should watch it again.
Yeah. this one is like I know like Elon Musk has been getting a lot of shit at the moment. He's a man from South Africa.
And
Elon Musk.
I used to own PayPal.
Do not ask me about immigration.
So, do you know what's really funny? Speaking of the PayPal, speaking of the Twitter thing, did you see that pharmaceutical company lost billions because of Twitter?
It happened to Lockheed Martin as well. It's happened to a few companies.
So the Twitter pharmaceutical people, the pharmaceutical company that makes...
The Twitter pharmaceutical people.
Shut up. The pharmaceutical company that makes insulin.
Isn't that an REM song? Twitter pharmaceutical people.
I don't even know what you're trying to parody.
So they've got a song called Shiny Happy People.
Is that REM?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at him learning.
Right, okay. The only REM song I know
is... Well, you know too.
Okay, yeah, but up until 10 seconds ago, the only REM song I know is, that's great, it starts with an earthquake, high in the hurricane.
Losing my religion, you want some of that?
Man on the Moon. If you believe, they put a man on the moon.
Oh, I know that one.
Man on the Moon.
Great film as well, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got loads you'll know.
I know that, yeah.
Losing My Religion, you definitely
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah,
go on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Neither of you
losing
two.
My
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing My Religion.
I've never heard of that one before.
That is mental. You've never heard that song.
You definitely you will have done. It's just not clocked. It's like it's one of the. It's a very.
Is it just
big
you two
song.
Butchering it?
The Sidewinder sleeps tonight. That's
yeah, a good one. So anyway, back to pharmaceutical companies.
No, let's list REM songs.
So, yeah, the one that makes insulin. Yeah. Somebody bought Twitter Blue, bought a fake Twitter handle, and got the fucking verified, and said we are making insulin free from now on. Yeah. And they literally, you can see a graphic of their stock price just go woof like that.
Yeah,
it's mad.
It's fucking great. Like, what a great £8. Whoever spent that fucking top word
oh,
to you.
They, apparently, they were saying that they'll have lost billions.
Yeah,
off
and
the stock.
Good because they're fucking cunts. Because like they massively jack up the price of insulin in America, despite the inventor giving the patent away for free because he wanted to cure people. Knobheads.
Yeah, if, well, maybe if the creator had been a little bit smarter, we wouldn't have had this problem.
Yeah, we would have done like we do with literally every other drug.
Well, yeah. Maybe your body should learn to produce it on its own.
I don't know if I would be the one who is mocking diabetics if I were you, Freddie.
Shut up and so, let me have my can of Pepsi Max.
I'm only pre-diabetic.
If you
I think
gonna...
I probably am, but yeah. At the point where I have diabetes, I'll worry about it then.
Right. And I'll you know, it's a lot easier to deal with if you stop it before you have it.
Like global warming.
Sure.
But
sure.
Your body.
Like, I'm just going to be a little posh girl throwing stuff on paintings until you have a diet. I'm going to stick my head to Naked Martin's picture over there until you go and lose some fucking weight. Right. So anyway, like I know he's been getting a lot of shit about Twitter anyway, Elon.
Yeah.
But at least Tesla cars are really good.
Need sound for this one, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we can do. I don't know if there's sound on this. Oh, no, don't need it. Is a Tesla going for a little drive on autopilot?
Oh, is this on autopilot?
Yeah, the autopilot jammed on and would not turn off.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is fast.
Yeah.
Oh, he's knocked someone over
there. They were trying to use the parking button to park and it just started endlessly accelerating.
Oh, wow. Oh, daddy, that was bad.
Yeah.
What country is that in?
Not a great one.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't think there's loads of Teslas there.
I'm going to say Bolivia.
Right, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Had quite a cocaine energy to that car. Fucking wild, that, innit?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they just don't really work yet.
No.
Yeah.
Well, more fool you for buying one.
I haven't, and I wouldn't.
I mean, more fool
oh, the, them.
Them. For yeah. Buying one. Well, you never buy the first iteration of technology, do you?
That's nah, you, I'm going to wait a while before I get a driverless car. Let the first couple of generations get through.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why no one bought fucking Google Glass for a bit.
Yeah, the first iPod wasn't great, you know, comparatively to where they got to now. You know?
Exactly. You
the first mobile phone, shit.
You have to wait for a few. I'm thinking about this with foldable phones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I just don't get the point of them. I don't care. Like,
you know, it used to be a good thing when you just went them small, but now...
Goes
really
in my pocket, fine. Couldn't give a
gimmicky
shit.
As fuck. I like, remember, right, a day, and not to get all Peter Kay about it, but I remember back in the day, every time there was a new phone, it changed the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they standardised to just being black rectangles.
But now they don't even try anymore.
Well, no, yeah.
Oh, right. Our last phone had telephoto zoom, but this one has hyper telephoto zoom. Yeah. Whereas you used to be able to zoom 100 times, now you can zoom 120 times. Brand new phone, £1,000.
It's because there's not like that many more useful features you can add, you know. So
battery.
They hold
just improve battery.
Well, this is it. Like, just make the batteries replaceable would be huge. Like, you know, that would be a massive benefit. But tech companies are cunts, aren't they? Like,
I'd pay double for a phone if I never had to buy another phone.
Yeah, but like that's it's not happening.
I was thinking about this the other day. It wasn't the other day, it was years ago. So
stand up the other day.
I was talking about this with a friend of mine, right? Is people are so committed to technology. If they brought out a phone, right, and it was the best phone at everything, you're talking the best camera, the best... And it lasted, charging-wise, it lasted a month. Fine, no problem. But the way that you charged it, is you put one end into the phone and the other end you had to bend over and just shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
And you had to bend over with the phone up your ass for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I reckon everyone would have one.
It'd be the biggest cellophane in the world.
It'd
be
the biggest cellophane.
And do you know what as well? Is in the beginning, everyone would go, I'm not doing that. And then there'd be a few Instagram influencers bent over the bed with the charger rammed up their anuses.
Now, they'd have a white cable coming out of their ass. It'd become a status symbol. You see people on the tube with the fucking cable dangling out. It'd become a fucking thing.
Like little tails. Yeah. Like little tails. Yeah. And we would, within a year, everyone would fucking have one.
I'd just do it like I'd charge my phone now when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Put it in my ass.
No, you have to be awake.
You have to be awake. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd lie in bed for 20 minutes and then I'd go to sleep.
I mean, it sounds nice. Like, putting things up your bum's great. Like, you know, let's go.
No, I know, but it's just, it's so, we're so reliant on technology.
Oh, 100%. Like, with the new Tesla things, the one that creeps me out the most is the Neuralink, you know, that he's trying to put into, like, monkeys.
What's that?
That's, like, a thing that I would never get. And if you are ever going to get, wait a while.
What's the Neuralink?
So the Neuralink, they're trying to put chips in brains that means you can control, like, interact with technology through just thought.
Yeah, no.
And basically what Elon Musk has done is really horribly torture loads of monkeys to death. They've just had like horrific deaths.
Not us.
Because like you turn a chip on in their brain and it just spazzes them out and it's sort of like they just end up just instant like dying really quickly, writhing in agony.
Is there,
it's horrific.
Is there anywhere we can watch that?
Probably.
If that happened in a zoo, yeah. Oh my God, if there was a zoo where you could like instantly kill the animals. What?
Well, yeah. Are you shocked the vegetarian wouldn't love that option?
Imagine, I think what you mean is hunting.
Yeah. No, but imagine being in like a zoo, but you get to press a button and electric shock an elephant. Is that not funny? Is that not really
make
funny?
Make a penguin's head explode.
Oh my God, I would pay.
Pop a penguin.
Yeah, you make a penguin's head explode. There's a joke inside. Oh my God. I'd fucking,
yeah, no, like
you wouldn't go to that zoo.
Surprisingly, no, like I don't know why you think I would.
Like,
I don't eat bacon, why would I want to pop a penguin?
I'd
what
probably about, go depending on how much how expensive
thank you.
It was
what yeah. about if it was like 100 quid but you got to like whip a polar bear. I don't know why I'm sadomasochistically torturing a polar bear.
You always have to make it kinky.
Yeah, a little polar bear in a gimp mask and a little ball gag. Like that.
Yeah, no.
Take us to the sex dungeon that we went to.
Yeah.
No?
Sorry, I was just listening to someone drill next door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
yeah.
is drilling occurring, if you can hear it, soz.
Rob's mum's in the building.
But, yeah, no, I wouldn't enjoy that.
Would you not?
No.
What about if you just got to kick a tortoise? There's a little tortoise.
It's not what I want to do with a tortoise.
They stood it up, right?
Rugby posts.
No, I want to curl a tortoise.
No.
Right, I want a broom. No, I want an ice rink. I want a.
No, you're not allowed to do that. That's horrible. So what you do is you stand the tortoise up.
No, I think like discus. That,
and you just get to kick it on its soft tummy. And fly right. it.
Animal Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What animals are we using for each sport?
Right. A dead snake for the javelin.
No, it has to be like a frozen snake.
Yeah. No, it's got rigor mortis.
Oh, right. Okay. Dead snake for the javelin.
Good one, yeah.
Well, a tortoise discus is obviously.
That's a good one.
Shot put.
You need a dense ball.
What are those?
Hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
Hedgehog. Yeah, but that'd hurt like fuck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like an aardvark, maybe they curl up into
armadillo.
Balls.
Armadillos,
that's what I'm thinking.
An armadillo. Yeah. Quite good.
What else is there? Hurdles.
Yeah. Like a kangaroo would do that, but are we talking about the
no,
animal
two, two flamingos stuck together with their legs welded together.
Just one leg out.
Welded.
Like
one leg welded with the other leg.
What, so you're getting soldering iron?
Yeah.
Like fucking welded them together. Yeah, so welded flamingos for that, sure. Welded giraffes for the pole vault.
Oh, you've got to get on a penguin to do the bobsleigh.
Skeleton bob for a penguin. They're skeleton not big bob, enough for a full bobsleigh, I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, sea lion.
Yeah, like maybe a walrus even. Yeah, you know, because then you've got brakes.
Yeah.
And you're telling me, in all honesty, that you wouldn't watch any of this?
Like, I might, but I'd feel very sad about it.
I would have bets on it. That's how much I'd enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I'd enjoy that, yeah.
Have you got any lovely questions?
Have I got any lovely questions? Yes, is the answer. We've got a lovely question graphic because you didn't like the last one.
Well, you didn't do one last time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. Cunt. I just missed it. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to like it.
Just lied. He goes, oh, yeah, just, that's what I meant.
My favourite lovely question graphic was when he did one with nothing there and he was like, it's Rob's dad. And it was very funny, but retrospectively, you could tell that he just couldn't be asked doing one.
Yeah.
No, I did think about it.
All right. Okay.
Oh, bollocks. Bollocks.
Right, here's a lovely question. Right, should we play it again? Because I don't think we have sound on that one. And everyone loves the graphic.
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Is it Eric Jamtanar you've got there?
No.
So what is there is, there is a jar of jam and Eric Cantona.
Oh, not just that.
I just thought that was part of the graphic. So there's some question marks as well.
Some question marks as well.
Right. So we got Eric Jam.
And what are we guessing? What is it, a person, a place?
It's a famous person today. It's a tough one today. I think it's going to frustrate you.
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai.
I've got it. I've got Y. Jam, Eric, Y.
I told you you'd be frustrated.
Fuck's sake. I'm annoyed that I've got that.
Jamiroquai.
Clever, though.
Jamiroquai.
Clever, isn't it?
No, it's not clever. Clever is not the word for that, Tom.
No. Clever isn't the
clever
word.
Clever is not the word. Is the word? Like, if you had, like, you know, if your mate had a kid that had, like, some sort of learning difficulties and they came up and went, look, Jamiroquai, you'd go, very clever.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I made it, because you've got those learning difficulties. ADHD is a learning difficulty, right?
Yeah, of sorts, yeah. But it turns out it was useful for getting this fucking thing.
Point proven.
Yeah, I'm with Tom on this. He's made a very good point.
Okay. We're not doing numbers anymore. Right. I'm just going through him.
Okay.
Okay, first question.
So hang about. You've made a little table here on Google Sheets.
Yeah, I love Tom. He has to make a fucking spreadsheet.
He loves a spreadsheet, doesn't he? There's two columns, dark and silly.
Yeah. My plan is that we're going to have one dark one and one silly one every time.
Do you reckon that's your plan?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I wonder why else would you have separated them?
Yeah. I don't know, just vibing it.
Vibe, okay.
Most of these are brought in
fans now. A dark one first and then a silly one, or a silly one
and
then a dark one?
Let's go dark first. Okay. This is from The Return of Barack Obama, who I believe has sent us one before.
I think Barack Obama has, I recognise the name.
If you could go back in time and kill one child, which one would you pick? Not Hitler.
Freddy.
Rob's sister. What?
Like when are you killing her?
When are you born?
Early enough to give me a sob story.
Yeah. Like early enough that you've made a bond with her. Yeah. But because I want it to be maximum sad and she wouldn't be a child by that point.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Who else am I killing that's not like related to anyone in this room?
There's so many.
Kill one child. Like,
there's so many that are tempting that just, you know, you can just remove someone from the earth.
I mean, in my head, I'm thinking,
baby penguin.
What could I do if Dwight York owed me a favour?
So what? Oh God! I mean, you're taking on a challenge. I'd go for one that wasn't as strong.
As if he's
going to
find out that you killed his son, he's going to go, thanks, Freddie. I owe you one.
I think he genuinely, really would do because he doesn't see it or interact or whatever.
I don't think he's the sort of guy who's going to, like, you know, do you a favour in return, though.
No, he doesn't like that.
If you ever need a kid killing, just ask.
Also, as well, I don't think I'd be able to. I think it'd be like in the animated film Hercules, where the two snakes try and
Corden is a big shout. Like, just wiping out James Corden. I reckon, like, smothering him with a pillow as an infant would be really satisfying.
Yeah,
I think I'd really enjoy that.
But I do like Rob Brydon, and Rob Brydon has a lot to owe Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. I think Gavin and Stacey would be fine without that big fat cunt.
What, the writer?
Well, I mean, well,
the writer and creator.
Well, no. Co-writer.
Yeah.
So thingamajig, April, what's her tits?
Yeah. Ruth Jones.
What?
Ruth Jones.
Ruth Jones is the co-writer, and James Corden is a co-writer. But the thing about co-writers is you don't know how much they co-wrote.
Yeah, until you see them write other things, and then you go,
I see.
Whereas, I see zombie lesbian vampires.
Yeah, perhaps you weren't the genius one was led to believe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of somebody that's genuinely done something evil.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Putin. We'll get rid of Putin.
No.
All right, no.
No.
Ukrainians.
Whoever
invented smoking?
Yeah, get rid of them.
Like, so you're going back to like some like Native American or something, thousands of years. It's been around a long time.
Then I might not exist. They're my people.
Yeah.
Marcelo Bielsa would be a shout.
I'd be so sad. I'd be be so sad.
That'd get rid of any happiness for you.
Yeah, Leeds would still be in the championship and I'd still be sad.
Marcelo Bielsa would be
sad. It's like the one good thing I've had for 20 years of following Leeds United.
You know what's really funny about this is that...
Alex Ferguson, actually. Fuck me.
Oh, that'd be great. No.
Oh.
All right, we'll leave managers alone.
I'm getting rid of Fergie. That's great.
We'll leave managers alone. Don't get rid of Fergie.
Yeah, you might have been in the Europa League once if we'd got rid of Fergie. You know how like man you are now? That would have been it forever.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. The 90s would have been so much nicer for me if Fergie had been dead. I would have had such a better time.
Do you know what, Rob? That's really selfish. Uh-huh. Because you could have got rid of whoever did 9/11.
Yeah. Oh, it was Fergie.
I think it was. 9/11.
A second nose is in the towers.
I'll tell you what, when he took over the cockpit, he gave such an impassioned speech to the passengers.
He actually just kicked a bottle into building four. That's how it went down.
Building was wearing a headband the next day.
Just gave it the hairdryer and it blew down.
It was a very extreme version of the hairdryer treatment. It's like, I don't think there's enough time for another tower to go down. Hold on, the referee's given him 7 minutes stoppage time. What's going on here? Yeah, Alex Ferguson is my pick.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Rob's mum.
He's killing her as a child as well, so I just never exist.
Yeah. Because two can play that game. Yeah.
Plus, okay. It'd save your dad a lot of trouble.
I don't know if it was that much trouble for him, to be honest. I didn't feel like it was a lot of effort.
Save your dad having to pack a bag.
Saves him a bit of a drive.
Cut out the middleman. Literally cutting out the middleman.
I love the idea of meeting him and be like, nice one, son. You've really saved me having to pack a duffel in 20.
Getting that flat was murder.
What's the silly question?
Would you rather have a cat-sized human head or a human-sized cat head?
So
you've either got a tiny head, but it's yours.
Yeah,
it's
like Carl Donnelly's poster at Edinburgh a few years ago.
Yeah.
Or it's the same size it is now, but it's a cat's head.
The first one.
Really? Like a tiny little head?
Yeah. Oh,
with the sort of like damaged women you like, though, having a cat head could really work out for you.
Yeah.
And you got a rough little tongue. I could easily see you on all fours lapping up a bowl of milk.
Actually, do you know what?
It's a conversation starter as well.
I've changed my mind. Yeah. Human-sized cat head.
Yeah, big fat furry. Old furry Quinn over here. Mate, you'd kill at furry conventions. You would fucking destroy. You'd be sleeping with so many fucking weird mingers. You'd be loving it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've sold me on sleeping with
but
weird
no
mingers.
One fancies the little tiny-headed man. Like Men in Black.
Can you imagine if I had a tiny head as well? Yeah, with the size of me, you with like a tiny little pinhead.
You'd look like a pencil.
Yeah. I'd look like that guy off Popeye. Do you know what I mean? Like there's one guy with like big long arms, like a little head on Popeye.
Oh, mate, if you had a tiny little head, you should definitely wear red socks.
Yeah.
So it'd look like a little rubber.
That used to be when I was on Tinder. That used to be my opening question to everyone.
What? How big's your head?
No,
it's weird.
The cat-sized human head, human-sized cat's head.
Did you meet your other half via Tinder?
Yeah.
So she responded to this, and that formed a relationship.
Yeah.
That you're now getting married.
Yeah.
That was the beginning.
Because
are you trying to fuck me? Is this what's happening right now?
I just think it's a good question. I remembered it the other day. I've not asked it for a while.
I feel like we're getting hit on.
Well, there was a good filter on Tinder, because if you ask that question, it didn't really matter what they say, as long as they get
involved.
He's
trying to get a conversation going, isn't
he? Yeah,
Christ
exactly,
above.
Yeah. What?
It's like Christ above.
Yeah.
I've not felt like Tom was trying to fuck us this much since he asked for a third of the podcast. Oh, that's funny. I would go for a human-sized cat head.
Yeah. I don't know if I can. I don't know.
So you're going for a tiny little pinhead?
Might have to.
Tiny little pinhead.
I think having a cat
rather than a giant, gorgeous, luscious cat.
Well, either way, I've got to throw my hat collection out, haven't I? Like neither of them are working.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, but right, okay. It would look less weird for a cat to be wearing a baseball hat.
How do you keep it on, though? The ears get in the way. You can't put it over the top.
Yeah, tie it underneath the bottom like Australians.
Right.
So tie it at the bottom so it doesn't fall off during a rapido.
You wouldn't have to worry about your receding hairline as much.
Thanks, mate. I'm honestly not worried about it now. Okay. You know, I accept it for what it is, mate. So, you know, it's not a big deal for me. I'll just have a tiny little receding hairline.
Tiny.
I don't think I can get past how funny I'd look with a tiny head. And like, in my line of work, that's fucking good for me.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know? I think there's a lot of material either way.
I'm sorry. You'd look less funny with a tiny head than you would as a giant cat.
I think the little head's funnier. Like, Kyle Donnelly's poster where he's got a little head is the funniest comedy poster I've ever seen. It's a tiny, a few years ago at Edinburgh, he just photoshopped his head to be dead tiny.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, and it just made me laugh every time I saw it. And, you know,
yeah, but
I think
you'd laugh less if it was your life.
Yeah.
Imagine sunglasses.
Imagine eating.
Mate, I could get kids' sunglasses. It'd be so cheap.
No, it's way smaller than kids' sunglasses. Yeah. A little cat head. It's like this big.
Yeah, like little things. You can get
your
little
baby sunglasses.
Little baby sunglasses. Yeah, I get little baby sunglasses.
Think about how hard it'd be to eat because you've got like a little tiny mouth. It's
like
you
eat spaghetti. Like that.
You just eat spaghetti.
Well, I'd have to, mate. I've got a tiny little head.
So I'm here eating all the fucking Sheba I want.
Yeah.
And you're licking up spaghetti for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, I think I'd have to with my tiny little head. I think I'm
you've
going
made
to
the wrong choice.
I think I've made
live by it.
I think I look funny. I think I look funny. That'd be funny.
I think you get annoyed, but like,
I think I get annoyed with a fucking cat head, mate. I think either way, it's not ideal, is it? Like, if there's a third option, keep my current head. I'm obviously taking that. But it's not the fucking game, is it?
What a game that'd be. Yeah. Would you rather have a cat-sized human head or a human-sized cat head or keep your current head?
Or a human-sized human head.
It's like you're an...
This is really putting the cat amongst the pigeons.
What a good conversation starter, Tom, with your lovely question.
It's like you're an inch inside your mum and your dad's an inch inside you. Do you push forwards, backwards, or ask them both to leave?
Do you know what? That'd be so funny. Imagine if you'd have done that as your chat up line with a dating question. Like, what would you rather do? Sweat mayonnaise or not? I mean, I'd be going sweat mayo, to be fair, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be like, fucking brilliant. Rub some bread on me.
Never a dry sandwich again. Now all's I need is tuna. I'm
taking Hellman's down.
Us cats fucking love tuna.
No, I'm having a tiny little head for the laugh.
Okay, yeah.
Just for a laugh.
For them lols.
Yeah, just for the lols, mate. I'm committed to the lols. Just think me with...
And if you're committed to the lols, why not check us out on tour?
Yeah. fucking awful. Right.
Don't be so annoyed every time you're trying to promote you. You do need to promote this tour.
Yeah, no, we're going on tour. Come see it.
Oh, nice. Well, that's going to sell all the tickets, isn't it?
I just thought we could do it a little smoother than that, you know?
How do you want to do it?
I don't know.
I'm thinking...
Right on our knobs
my,
and windmill.
I'm thinking my name, nice and big. Freddie Quinn is going on tour. Uh-huh. And then really tiny, plus Rob Mulholland, but you don't have to watch that.
Yeah. Right. But plus support.
Yeah,
plus support TBC.
Oh, mate, if we can do...
Two different posters.
Whilst that's funny, we do want people to come. So let's chill. We don't want the three people who prefer Freddie to come. They're the worst ones.
And how many people prefer you?
Most of them, mate.
Let us know.
Let's not do that poll. I don't think either of us want to see the results.
Bummed or unbummed.
Because the problem is, they'll all vote for Tom.
Yeah. Which is why I deserve a third of the podcast.
Oh, my God. But yeah, we are going on tour. We should briefly speak about that.
We are going on tour, yeah.
So we're going on tour soon. We're going to be going on tour in May. I wish I could tell you exactly when, but we haven't totally confirmed the dates as of yet. But the second that we know, you'll know.
Yeah, and please do come support this, because we're working with some people who have taken a big swing on us, basically. They don't need us. They don't need us.
They really don't need us.
And like, so we would like to prove that we can sell some tickets.
We're
so they,
working with
glided.
A company called SJM who provide tour tickets and stuff. And it's the same people that are doing Peter Kay's tour that sold out in half a second. Yeah. And he sold a million tickets.
Yeah, so we're hoping to do similar.
I'll tell you what, we are going to bring them back down to earth.
They do people like Jay-Z and Beyonce, like yeah. world tours.
That's yeah. who's opening for us.
Yeah.
They're the TBC, are they?
Yeah. Jay-Z is going to sing his hit song, 99 Problems.
Uh-huh. That is one of his, yes.
And Empire and what are the, what are the... of New York.
Yeah, Empire of New York. Yeah, that's another one. Next one. It's Empire State of Mind, but yeah.
No, I was talking about a different song that was on the B side of his first album.
What was his first album?
Called Straight Out the Ghetto.
Straight Out of the Ghetto by Jay-Z. Also, that was on the B side of his album, was it?
Yeah.
Just checking, yeah. The album had a B side, did it?
12 tracks that weren't good enough, the album.
Yeah. You know, B-side's only on a single, mate. It's because they would have one song on one side, and then that would be the A-side, and then on the B-side, they'd have another song. On an album, you've got songs on all of it.
If you love great chat like this, then you're going to love the tour.
Yeah. I'll tell you about my uncle. He...
raped you?
No. So... So, my...
With an eclair.
So, my uncle...
It's consensual.
My uncle is actually... He's...
Yeah, it wasn't rape.
Yeah, I was legal age.
We were making love.
No. So my uncle is...
a paedophile.
No,
who
just
bombed you.
Stop interrupting because you'll find the story interesting. He is...
Big bobber.
An expert big fat bobber.
Big fat
on,
gay. He's a big fat gay.
He's an expert
on bombing kids because he's a big fat gay. Sorry, continue.
He's an expert on wasps.
I think I'd rather be a paedophile.
No, he's a wasp expert. And
so what do you do, Mr. Gwynn? Well, I'm a wasp expert.
Well, it's funny that you should mention it, actually, because this was when cassettes were out. He was the head of some university. I can't remember, in like the fucking bug department, whatever. Like, and he bought a cassette of wasp noises and didn't recognise any of them. And then he took it back to HMV and he was like, what the fuck's going on here? And they went, oh, that was the B-side.
Actually, I don't want that third now. Thanks.
I think this is the last episode, to be honest with you, mate.
And for more great jokes like that, come and see us on tour.
Fucking hell.
It's unreal, isn't it?
That's the end of the episode.
Please don't end it like that.
He fought so hard to get that out as well. There's so many times where he could have just gone, you know what, I'm not doing that.
Stuck with it.
He really stuck by it. Really dug in.
Oh, that was so worth it. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know anymore. I don't care.
Right, let's end the episode. Go fuck yourselves.
No, we're stopping like that.
Well, I'm sorry. Is there a way of topping it?
Well, yes, doing literally anything else. Well, so tell them about Patreon. I can't be asked anymore. I'm upset with you.
Well, why are you mad at me?
Because you've done that. What?
Sorry, a good solid joke.
A good solid joke. Is that what we're claiming that is?
Look, I led you all down the garden path. Yeah. And then
and what was at the end of it? Was the end of it? A big pile of liquid shit is what it was. It went, look at my big pile of shit. And then we're meant to go, oh, brilliant. Thanks for the walk.
That's what we're meant to do. We?
Yeah. Oh, that's us done with our little walk for the day. You've shown us a big pile of steaming liquid shit with tampons floating in it. And now I'm meant to be fucking happy about it.
Have we got a video like that?
I think we probably do somewhere. Can you sign up to Patreon so I can afford a better co-host?
Patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. For that, you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to all of our extra content and specials that we make, such as the Sex Dungeon special, such as Rob's punishment set, such as the hardcore deathmatch.
I think
wrestler.
He might be getting a punishment set for that fucking joke.
I think that was very funny.
Right. Let us know in the comments if you think that was funny or if you think it was like being sat next to your uncle at a wedding. in that it felt like a rape.
By the time this comes out as well, our wrestling special is probably out.
Oh, yeah, it probably
so
is.
So watch that. But if it's not out yet, then watch it later.
Don't watch it yet.
Watch it later. But it will be out either soon or now. It's really good.
Yeah, and also nice so you one. Get access yeah. to all the
smooth
videos.
Plug us ever. Oh, fuck's sake.
If it's out, watch it. If it's not out, don't.
It's a wonder we don't make more money, isn't it?
You get shitloads for your fucking extra £3. You can actually give us more if you want. You can give us a tenner. You can give us £100 if you're a real fucking spoffeth. But, yeah, by signing up, you get to help support the podcast. And all the money that we make at the moment gets reinvested back into the show and making it better.
Slaves.
You might notice how much better fucking Tom's camera looks. Look how nice he looks. Yeah. Look how beautiful he looks. Yeah. That's because we spent £500 on that fucking camera.
More than
600? 700?
Yeah, probably a bit more than that with the lens as well.
Jesus!
Yeah. That is a waste of money to see me. Yeah.
Exactly. Think about how little you want to see him and how much we fucking spent.
Imagine how big the zoom's got to be.
All because that light behind him was a bit annoying. Yeah. So we spent loads of money on the camera to make it look nicer.
Yeah, and this is why we need your support, because we are not great at financially...
We're so bad at financial decisions. Like, every month I'm like, oh, no, next month we'll make some money because we won't have to spend as much. And then we're coming like, I've had an idea for spending loads of money. It's like, fuck!
Yeah. Well, what's really weird is that we are very much the least beneficiaries of success for this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Because whenever this podcast grows, we spunk more money into it and we end up with essentially less.
Yeah, it's like it feels like crypto, our stake in this. It's like theoretically we have something of value, but I've never seen any of
this,
it.
This podcast is a single Bored Ape NFT.
Yeah.
I mean, our specials have literally, we've spent money to hurt each other. Physical harm.
We have spent hundreds of pounds on costumes and £0 on ourselves.
I know.
We've gone to places that have weapons to hurt us with.
And it's like, every time it's like, but we could get some funny costumes.
Yeah, like, that is it. Well, we could give ourselves some money, or we could do this stupid fucking
thing. Or we could do a visual gag that lasts 5 seconds. Let's go!
And that's why we want you to sign up, because help to support us, because no podcast goes further in spunking your money than we do.
Yeah. Like, you know, no podcast is as irresponsible with your cash. We guarantee that. We will never make a sound financial choice as long as we fucking live.
It's a dead man guarantee. It's like our John Lewis, like, never knowingly undersold.
Yeah. Never knowingly underspent.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Go fuck yourself, you big cunt.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.